When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture. And we will. Let's begin with now.
Hey there, welcome to episode 362 of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, registered dietitian and your host for this long overdue minisode. So last you heard from me was about a month ago, and I had all intentions of recording these next two episodes that you're going to see in your feed just a few days later. But then life happened. I'm going to share with you what happened in a second, but just to let you know what this episode is about, I'm continuing my minisode series breaking down the Washington Post article. We have a link in the show notes in case you don't know which one I'm talking about, that states, as obesity rises, big food and dietitians push anti-diet advice. So this article brings up three key points, and this particular minisode is breaking down what they bring up about big food. I have a lot to say that I'm going to try to cram into just a few minutes, but I did tell you I was going to let you know about what was going on while I was not able to record this episode. Life was lifing, and it was totally on brand for me. So if you haven't listened to this podcast before, it may be news to you that I am in the middle of writing a book. And actually, when I recorded the last two episodes, I had just finished the first draft, and I was just kind of cleaning it up. And I had a few months before I needed to send it to the publisher, as they did all of their magic. And this is where it's totally on brand for me. I had mapped out basically from August through the end of May what I needed to do to make this book happen. You know, it took a lot of small steps every day to make it happen. And I had mapped it out so I would have about 8 weeks before the due date on May 31st to spend some time editing and add some things in there. And I was really proud of myself because I was like, I think I'm going to be done like 2 weeks early. Am I going to be able to actually turn this manuscript in 2 weeks early? And then about when that episode dropped, the last one, I got an email from my contact at my publisher, and she said, just making sure you're on track to turn everything in May 1st. And I was like, May 1st, obviously that's a typo because it's May 31st. So I referenced my contract, and you already know what happened. So I was off by a whole month. That's what's totally on brand for me. I can really handle these big picture concepts, but sometimes the little details get lost. So after some back and forth, I basically was like, I just need to get this done. And so I had to neglect email, direct messages, social media, my children. We basically lived on the microwave. Thank goodness for shelf-stable food for the 2 weeks that I basically needed to just finish everything up. So on May 1st, I was able to email it over. And it took about a week for my brain and my body to recover because it was just such an intense sprint at the end of a very long marathon. So soon the pre-order link will be ready. And I am so excited for you to read this book. It is something that I have crafted and carefully spent time with to basically give you the tools that I would give you if you sat on my green couch in my office and we were unpacking your complicated history with food. That's really what I wanted to be, is a way for you to get the support you need through the page. So March of 2025 is when it'll be out. The pre-order link will be ready soon. But I'm going to unpack this mini-sode, but we're going to have a very quick break, an ad break. But then when we get back, I will unpack all the parts of Big Food in this Washington Post article.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. This Washington Post article slamming Big Food and anti-diet dietitians together, it's taking the play out of a very common playbook. Many journalists and people who like to criticize dietitians have had some feedback for we dietitians that we are too closely being paid by food companies. And every year at the Super Bowl for Dietitians, which is called FENCY by We Dietitians, it's the Food and Nutrition Conference and Expo. Every year, there's this huge vending area where different companies can talk to dietitians, because there's over like 10,000 dietitians that go to this meeting every year. So there's lots and lots of different information from so many different types of food companies, treatment centers, I mean, just so many different areas that could interest a dietitian. And every single year, can you hear my eyes rolling? Every single year, there is some kind of news article in a big paper about how dietitians are in the pockets of food companies. And in particular, this Washington Post article discusses food shaming research that General Mills reported on at the 2023 Super Bowl for Dietitians. And in this particular research, they report that food shaming lowered self-esteem and increased eating disorders, and also made people avoid the cereal aisle. So this was something that was really important to the authors of to the journalists who wrote this, and they were saying that dietitians were promoting sugary snacks and using this research on food shaming. And I have so many parts of this that I think are problematic, but I also want to say, I don't love the food industry giants. Like, fuck no. They have never been wanting, I don't think that's the right grammar, but they have never wanted to improve my health and your health. They want to sell us something. And so I encourage you to be wary of all food messaging, but also remember that you can indeed trust yourself and include variety in your intake. And what the Washington Post article is doing is kind of providing this all or nothing kind of context, that because General Mills reported on food shaming research and how it contributed to negative self-worth and eating disorders, because it was like being promoted by the food industry, that means that it's null and void. And that's what I have a problem with. You know, because the food industry giant is running with this research to sell more, does that mean the research is incorrect? And also, does it mean that, like, defending the inclusion of certain foods, does that mean we abandon all the other ones that are conventionally referred to as healthy? That, I hope you can appreciate that that's, like, just such an all or nothing rigid take on this. There's a way to include all of foods, and just defending permission, or, like, giving you permission to eat, I don't know, Frosted Flakes or Fruit Loops as a part of foods that you eat, just because someone is saying you don't deserve to feel ashamed for eating foods for whatever reason you're eating it, whether it's purely from pleasure or because it was food that was provided to you in your SNAP benefits, or it is something that is shelf stable, so you have that as your food supply ran out. Like, it doesn't matter why you're eating it, and you should never feel ashamed for eating those foods. That doesn't mean that, like, you now are distrusted. I there's so much, like, seeping in behind the lines of this way of thinking, that if you eat certain foods that have negative connotations, then you can't be trusted around any food, or that you're rejecting all vegetables. And you and I know that's not the case. It doesn't work like that. We are not robots. And for many people, as they're healing their relationship with food and repairing their history that's so complicated with food, they may find themselves eating a lot of Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes, because that's what the healing process looks like. And as a person has permission longer and is repairing and recovering and eating enough, food ends up having more variety to it. So it's not this black and white type of process. This Washington Post article is trying to discredit anti-diet messaging because the food industry is using our tools as a way to market. I think the diet industry is using the Washington Post article to manipulate all of us into believing that we don't deserve to have a way to enjoy all foods, that we can't trust ourselves, and we must all be on Ozempic or something like that. Oh, so there's another part of the big food conversation that I want to quickly go through, and that's the money part. There's a lot of criticism in this article for dietitians who accept jobs with big food or are a spokesperson for big food. Ironically, in this article, there's many links to other Washington Post articles to help support their argument, but I wasn't able to read them because I was going to have to pay for a subscription. It just shows that we are all journalists, dietitians, big food. We are all surviving capitalism, and we all have to keep the lights on. And so we all need to get paid somehow. And as a dietitian, I have been paid by supplement companies, advertisers for the podcast, like meal kits. I do try to go through every, well, I go through every, like, ad read, because obviously I'm reading it, but I don't have control over every single ad that's on my podcast. And I had to let go of some of that control in order to continue doing the podcast and in order to pay for my mortgage, you know, in order to, like, survive capitalism. And so there's a part of this is that, again, is not black and white. There are some really important ethical dilemmas that as dietitians we are trained to sort through. And so just because a dietitian has made a TikTok that is about high sugar cereal, that doesn't mean they are totally complicit with big food. It means that they are surviving capitalism too. So I don't know if you know how much training a dietitian needs to go through in order to have these letters after our name, but it currently is a master's degree only. Like, you have to do 4 years at least. My undergrad took 5 years, because there's so many classes we have to freaking take. And then a two-year graduate degree, and then also an internship where you basically work for free for a year. while also paying tuition. And then we make about $25 to $30 an hour. Yes, there are people who make more, but the starting pay back when I finished my master's degree, which wasn't in nutrition, it was in counseling, but you know, it's a very similar kind of field and it's like low pay. I was getting paid $20 an hour, and that was in 2004. And now the starting pay is only about $25. So we all know how much it takes just to have a livable wage. And dietitians, there are many dietitians who do not get a livable wage. So by having supplemental income through companies that pay to have us be sponsored by them or whatnot is something that I think is really important, to just hold all these different like complexities. And it doesn't make that person unethical. It just makes that person surviving capitalism. So is the rapid spread of anti-diet language a problem? You know, the thing that I think is really important to just note is that Big Food has noticed how much we need this conversation, and they see it marketing well. And yeah, they want you to buy their food. And Big Food knows that if we consider a food, if we consider a food rather healthy, you know, using that quote unquote healthy word, then people are going to buy it. Well, if they can keep certain words that have unhealthy connotations off their food and keep only healthy connotations on their food, they know for the most part people are going to buy it, because we are so manipulated by that word healthy. And again, there's this rapid spread of anti-diet language and it's promoting certain foods. Is this a problem? I mean, is teaching people that they can trust themselves a problem? I don't think it is. All right, I'm going to end there, and I have one more part in the series that is going to talk about how dietitians are in fantasy land and playing with dolls. There is just so much I have to say about this part. So check out part 3, and it should be available in your podcast feed in the next day or two. Bye for now.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.